listening to Montezuma Mixtape. On this show, we provide evidence to the claim that everyone has a story to tell.
It's the story we tell around the campfire when we warm our hands and ears are open.
The story we tell on the first date to conjure laughter from across the table.
It's a story that brings a party to a huddle as the night becomes a brimming reservoir of curiosity and superstitious happenstance.
These stories are heartwarming or disturbing, God's honest truth or a load of bunk.
To put it simply, these stories are good stories, moving, memorable, and repeatable.
The purpose of this show is to cultivate the stories that come from our neighbors' mouths, give them a megaphone, and show that a small town is, without exception, full of big stories.
The second component of this show is music. Music to show how stories find new expression in other mediums and art forms that place us deeper into a thatching.
Each episode, there will be an original mixtape that aligns with the story, not necessarily stylistically, but thematically.
So listen close and connect the dots.
So this week we're with Savannah Davenport, and she's got a story for us.
Okay. Hi, I'm Savannah Davenport. My story is about my great-great-grandmother. Marietta Palmer was her maiden name, and later she married and became Marietta Wetherill, and lived in this general area, but the story actually takes place in Arizona. So Marietta's family were essentially a traveling band. Her father had been in the John Philip Sousa band and played just about every instrument. And her mother had studied at the Boston Conservatory of Music. And that's how they met somehow, through music. Her father, Sidney Laverne, he was a bit eccentric, and he spent some time out west and decided that he wanted the family to spend time out there, so the way he thought they should pay for these expeditions, or the way he came up with to pay for these expeditions, was the traveling band idea. So they would come out, do expeditions, see different things in the west, and entertain people at night and be paid for that. And he converted an old Studebaker wagon, which I'm not really even sure what that is, but he converted it so that they could keep all their instruments in there safely and travel. And my mom says it was essentially like the first Winnebago, you know, sport utility kind of vehicle. So I've only ever heard this story by word of mouth from my mother, and she heard it from her grandfather, who was Marietta's oldest son. But it is published in a book about Marietta, and the two versions are slightly different, but the main story is the same.
Thank you.
So Marietta was with her family in Arizona at the Gila Cliff Dwellings in the Mogollon Mountains. And in the book version, she's kind of young, but in my mom's telling, she's a teenager at this point. And she was a typical kid or teenager and wasn't always keeping up with her studies, which they did do during their travels. The kids were expected to continue studying even during the summer when they were on these tours. So she hadn't finished her lessons, and when the rest of the family went up to the ruins that day, her father told her that she had to stay home and finish her work. So they went off. They left her alone in camp. She was the only one there. And partway through the day, a band of Indians showed up at camp. And they had a bunch of beef with them.
Do you know what beef is? Do you know what beef is? Ask yourself.
Like fresh beef. Some sorry. Should I start that sentence over? Okay. So they had, so she's alone in camp, and a band of Indians arrive, and they have like half butchered cows slung over their saddles. So like quartered, you know, but pretty fresh. And they ask Marietta for some water for their horses, which she directs them to. They ask her in, and she had a great aptitude for languages. She picked up a lot of languages. So she was able to answer them in, if not their language, something very similar. It turned out they were Apache. And I think she was speaking to them in Navajo, which are pretty close.
That running elk, his longtime Indian friend. They vowed that he would stay by Jack until the bitter end. Jack had gambled everything he owned to lead this wandering life. He might have had a happy home and a tender loving wife, but his hunger was for trading trappers' furs for turquoise stones. Anything that the Indians had, Jack wanted for his own.
So they watered their horses, and they asked her what she was doing there all alone, and she explained that her family were at the ruins and that she was catching up on her studies. And the head of this band, the gentleman that was talking to her, said that he didn't believe her, that she must be an Indian girl because she was too dark. Her skin, she was pretty olive skin and had really dark hair, and that she must have been kidnapped, and that these white people were keeping her. And she explained that they were her family and that she hadn't been kidnapped. And he was like, okay, fine, we can't take you now anyway, but we'll come back for you because you're not a white girl. And in the meantime, you're too skinny. And they left her a quarter of beef, right, in the camp. And they took off. They just took off. So her family gets back later that day, and she tells the story, which normally they might not believe, because apparently she was prone to, you know, hyperbole, as my mom says. But there was a side of beef there, you know, so they were like, all right, okay, maybe you're telling the truth this time. Later that afternoon, a group of U.S. cavalry soldiers ride up to camp and say, have you guys seen Geronimo? and his band of Indians, they passed this way, a group of Apaches, and we're looking for them.
And there's only one Meadows way to go, and you say Geronimo. There's only one Meadows way to go, and you say Geronimo.
And her father said that he hadn't seen them, but said, my daughter Marietta was here all day, and she saw them, so you'll need to talk to her. So, Marietta, they asked Marietta if she had seen Geronimo and his group, and she said she had, and they asked her which direction they had gone, and because the Indians had been so nice to her, and the soldiers were a little bit brusque, and she didn't appreciate that, and maybe for other reasons, but she told them that they went the opposite direction that they actually went. So she misdirected the soldiers and they went in a completely different direction. So years later, Marietta was married to Richard Wetherill, and during the Chicago World's Fair, and I believe it was the Columbian Expedition, which was 1892, they had a booth there about the Colorado cliff dwelling. So they had some replica buildings that were like Mesa Verde, and they were there for quite a few months. And they brought some of their Navajo friends with them for their particular booth, and Marietta explored the rest of the fair, and they actually had captured Geronimo by this point, years later, and had him on display at the World's Fair. And she went and talked to him and told him the story and asked if he remembered her, and he did remember her. And, well, at first he said, no, I don't have any white friends. I don't have any white friends. So I don't know you. But then she recounted the story to him, and he remembered. And so for the rest of the World's Fair, while they were there for a couple months, she brought him ice cream every day. And they sat and talked and had ice cream. So that's my favorite family lore.
Life ain't worth living Sometimes I feel just like dying. Oh.
What's wrong, dear brother? Have you lost your faith? Don't you remember a better place? Needles and things done you in, like the setting sun. What's wrong, dear sister? Did your world fall down? Men misuse you and push you around. Same story, dear, year after year. Pathetic and wrong. Oh, dear sister, trouble. Trouble in the air, trouble all I see. Does anybody care? Trouble killing me, oh, it's killing me. What's wrong, dear mother? Have your child disobeyed? Left you hurt in so many ways. What once was sweet, the sorrow and grief that cannot be undone. Oh, dear mother, trouble weighs a ton. Oh, dear mother, trouble. Thank you.
put your loving hand in mine.
You are a stranger,
and you're a pal of mine. Get up, Rounder.
You've been listening to Montezuma Mixtape. Today's guest has been Savannah Davenport. We believe that everyone has a story to tell. If you're ready to tell yours, please contact us by sending an email to montezumamixtape@gmail.com. Montezuma Mixtape is created, produced, and hosted by myself, Ian Mott, and Griego Harpeggio. Our thanks go to our storytellers and to KSJD Dryland Community Radio. Visit KSJD.org to find full Montezuma Mixtape episodes streaming online. Join us again next month for another story from Montezuma County.
She bowed her head. She waved both hands at me.
She bowed her head.
She waved both hands at me.
I'm prison bound.
I'm longing to be free.
As I travel on life's pathway, know not what the years may hold. As I ponder, precious memories flood my soul. Precious memories, how they linger, how they ever flood my soul. In the stillness,
you know, gonna pick the worst sounding one, actually.
Okay, we'll do it one more time.
Then
just pick
one.
It's fine.
Ho, ho, ho.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Yeah, yeah, I'm sure there's gonna be plenty of content.
It's the best time of the year. I don't know.